Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we can even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in our producer, Gina. Gina, good to have you on this week.
Hi, thanks. I'm filling in. Miss Kate can't be here, so I will.
Yeah, Miss Kate was leaving somewhere on a jet plane.
She's here in California, but can't see her.
Next, we got Pete. Pete, rough weekend for you guys up there.
Yes, it's been very cold, and I have no, usually I start with a joke, but this does not seem like one of those episodes that there's a joke I should be making, so.
No, there's really not.
I will.
I'm more referring to Saturday evening for you guys, but.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Yeah, but we broke his ankle, so.
Oh. Yeah. Good. Steve, good to have you on tonight.
Good to be here and hope you and Pete are staying warm.
In the house I am.
I'm staying nice and warm. It's, 68, 70 degrees in here. So, guys, if you have not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up. This week, we looked at the Challenger disaster, The Lost Tapes. It is a National Geographic special. It was put out 10 years ago for the 30th anniversary of the Challenger, but we are going on, this year is 40 years since Challenger. I don't need to go over what the Challenger disaster was. This mainly followed, the beginning of it followed Krista McAuliffe and during her interview process and the selection process and her practicing for the launch. Then afterwards was some of the behind the scenes stuff that was going on immediately after the launch, especially with like news programs and the kids. And I had completely forgotten that it was supposed to be the State of the Union that night.
Oh, I also forgot that. Yeah.
So, and Reagan basically said no.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that kind of leads us into our first question. What did you learn that was new from this? I know I was in kindergarten. I remember watching it. I think you were what, fifth grade?
I was in sixth grade and I didn't watch it live, but we watched the replay.
Okay. Over. And then these two were in high school.
I was a junior. Grade. Yeah. No, okay. Wait.
11th grade?
11th grade, 10th grade.
10th grade for me. 86, yeah. No.
10th grade, sophomore.
Yeah. 86, I would have been a junior, so.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, so what's something you learned that was new from this? What's something you didn't already know? Pete, I'll start with you on this one.
Well, I think, there was a lot of stuff. I mean, you knew, from my point of view, I guess, I wasn't that interested in Kristen McAuliffe at the time. You knew that she was a teacher and they were really selling this as, back then I think they marketed NASA a lot more than they do today. And at that point they mentioned it was like the 25th launch or something like that. It had kind of become old hat and they used this teacher being on there to really sell it again to people to be like, oh, this civilian is going up in the space shuttle and it's a big deal and everything like that. So everybody knew that it was going up that day. I don't think we were watching it, but like, I didn't know any of the details about like her, right? I just knew, oh, she's a teacher, And I mean, so like I liked that this like gave her a little more human insight into it. Are we going to talk about what I think was missing from this, but I think
we'll get there in a minute.
Yeah. So I don't want to talk about that, but I did like that. I would have liked to maybe have seen more of the other people, but, I did like that. They talked about like, what was the process to go through and everything like that. And they showed her interviews, all those things. I thought that was very interesting. Steve, what about you?
Where I came from, actually, this was big news because a teacher from my school district was one of the top 100 finalists. So he made the initial cut. He didn't make it to the final 10. So this was all over the news for us and really hit home. I remember
Where was home?
Medford, Oregon.
Okay.
So Southern. And I remember hearing it from the assistant principal talking to the principal because I got called down to the office or something and I heard them quietly discussing it.
Office?
But then once it got back to the classroom, that's when they came on the intercom and announced it to the entire school. So, so that's very vivid in my mind. I'm learning new. I think you already mentioned that, that it was also the day of the State of the Union address. Like I sort of was aware, but been very aware of that. And also just hearing more of her backstory. I mean, we heard a lot about my town because of the other person, because they interviewed him and he knew of her. So.
Okay. As I said, I was not even in kindergarten yet, but I grew up as a big space nut. So I remember watching this. I've actually done a lot of diving into what happened exactly and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of the technical details they didn't go into here, I was okay with because I know other places where I can get those.
Mm-hmm.
For me, there wasn't a lot new. I think I would agree with Pete, though, as far as seeing the process that she went through and seeing some of the images of her with the other candidates and some of the behind the scene training stuff you don't normally see, like them getting in and out of the fighter jets and that kind of stuff. So that's what I learned from this. That's not to say there wasn't a lot of good stuff in this, but I don't know that I necessarily learned anything new. So Gina, what was something you picked up?
So I already knew everything about Krista McAuliffe. Sixth grade, that's huge. If you know sixth grade curriculum in California, we do a space unit. It's like a whole thing. So we knew everything. What I didn't know was about Barbara Morgan. And actually, I ended up researching her after this because I knew she was the backup, but I didn't know she did all the trainings. She did everything. She was ready to go. And then after the launch, they had to pull her in and hide her inside so she could not talk to the news or press or anything. That I did not know that about her. And then she ended up going into space as an astronaut mm-hmm. 9 years later, one of the last.
Did launches. She? Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She did.
So that's what I learned. I went further into the Barbara Morgan. And can you imagine being her? I can't even imagine being her. Like that could right. have been her.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like that. I was thinking that too, because they kind of showed her watching it
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of it. And I almost wanted more of that to like see what her reaction like they.
But they pulled her inside.
Right. They kind of showed her running away or whatever. Yeah. But just imagine like going through and probably got really close with Kristen and everything.
Yeah.
And
in fact, like, if you watch the videos, they're doing the leapfrog. They're doing the lessons together.
Right.
So the whole time, like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. She's 74 years old now and she lives in Fresno. I looked up everything about her.
Yeah. Like, flew in space in 2007. So one of the last flights. So
I learned about her.
Yeah. Guys, again, we all remember when this event happened. But did this particular documentary hold your attention? Was it something that you were able to basically sit and watch, or was it a struggle like some of the movies and other documentaries we've seen where it's kind of I'm watching, but yeah, I'm on my phone, et cetera, et cetera. So did this really hold your attention? And Steve, I'll start with you.
It did, but I was on edge the entire time. Guess. Going through it and know what was going to happen, it's like, because it took a long time before they showed the actual explosion. So anytime they showed the rock moving, it put me really more on edge, like sort of forgot of here's this big event. I clearly remember it. It held my attention. I was fascinated by the process and how they showed her, how she was practicing the lessons, being a teacher of seeing this concept that back then was, you're going to teach from the space. I mean, they've done it now because I've gone through stuff, right. But I found that fascinating, like the step process. Remembering she was not originally in any way training to be an astronaut before she got selected for this. So I found that part really fascinating.
Okay. yes, it definitely held my attention. For me, again, consume almost all things documentary space, loved like the different IMAX stuff. And if you want more technical information, There's a documentary called Failure to Launch that is about the technical side of why the Challenger disaster happened. Long story short, it was the O-rings got super brittle because it was really, really cold. And the engineers told them not to launch. And NASA said, no, we're going anyway, because we don't want her to film her lessons on the weekend.
Oh, those guys got fired, right?
No.
No.
No. But yes, this held my attention. We were talking a little bit before. Every time they say go with throttle up, it's on any of the later shuttle missions. Even while I'm watching SpaceX just shoot satellites up into the sky, every time they use that phrase of, because they throttle down when they're going, basically going through 1G, because that's the going through the speed of sound, because that's when the air is pushing on the rocket the most. Because you get higher up, the air gets thinner. So they throttle down, and every time after that, they say, always say, go with throttle up or go with throttle up. And every time it refers me back to this, the Challenger explosion.
Yeah.
But this was, I found this very interesting. I actually watched this several times. I watched it once to make sure that it wasn't Jane, but, or El Toro.
Yeah.
So I did vet this one ahead of time. But yeah, this really held my attention. I thought it was really interesting. Gina?
I feel like I was in sixth grade. I feel like I was at school again, and they show it over and over. And I just felt like I was watching the videos from work. I was from school. I mean, when they roll in the video, we didn't watch it live because we were in California. We were 3 hours late, but we watched all the news. I remember Reagan speaking during the day. So I heard Reagan. I was like, oh my gosh. It held my attention, but I was bawling the entire time. My question, though, that I have is, if you were born, let's say, way after this, like in the 90s or 2000s, do you think this would hold the attention of those people? And I asked Pete about his daughter, and she's, how old is she?
She's 22, but
and
yeah,
she didn't
want to watch it, so I don't know if she had started it. I thought they were, I mean, it was very straightforward. The one bit of manipulation they did is to choose to show at the beginning, they showed the launch and they showed it right up to go for throttle up, and then they cut it. And anyone like us are like, oh, you know, you're
like, this. I was watching like this.
And then they cut and they went back, you know, whatever.
I think that's why I was on edge.
Right.
Because
it was very clever, you know, choice. So I think that helped it hold your, because you're like, it's like one of those things, like, you know, the ending, but that doesn't matter in this case.
Yeah. You know?
And then do you think your son would watch it, Derek?
It would not be his first choice, A, because it's not something, at the moment it's not something on YouTube, but anyway. But for him, he likes space stuff. He would, again, be more into much more the science-y side of it, as far as the why it happened and some of that, especially going into engineering, rather than the personal side of it is not necessarily his forte or his preferences. Yeah. So I don't know that he would sit and watch it. I think if he didn't have a choice, he would probably say it was decent.
Yeah.
But only because he likes space stuff. I know if I tried to show this in my classroom, not a chance.
No way.
It would have no connection to it at all.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And so, yes, it holds our attention because we were alive and we remember, and it was it's very emotional. But people who are not alive and not, it was just a piece of history. You can watch it or not. But
I would argue the same thing can be done for documentaries on 9/11. I guarantee they are, because, again, thinking my students.
Think back to like the Hindenburg. Like, is it interesting to see something about the Hindenburg, which is a similar
history? Yes, but
I don't think I want to watch the story of the teacher. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to watch the human the human side of it. I would just want to watch the what happened,
technical side of it, or the metaphor side of it.
Yeah.
Virginia, I would say the same thing. My current science unit, which is focusing on engineering, actually it's centered around sort of this, it really nailed it on this, of why scientists do engineering tests, of how you have to be, make sure you have a really good test to test things and everything. And my kids are like, what? And I answered a few questions, but there was no more like really interest.
Show them the, wasn't the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. It was...
Well, there's Gallup and Gertie. We have the Narrows Bridge that collapsed. Yeah.
Yeah. Show them that one and then say, why do you think we need to have engineers look at stuff?
Right. So to answer the question, it holds our attention, but it would probably not hold the attention of people younger.
Well, I think one of the things also it did well is it was short. Like, yeah, I think that helped that it was, 45 minutes. I think if they had done what this show did for an hour and a half, we would have started getting tired of it.
Without more technical stuff, especially.
Right. So I think it was the right length for the human interest side of it.
But you brought it up, Pete. I had the same thoughts. I wanted to know more about the rest of the crew.
Right.
Like, you so much focus here, but what is also their stories as well?
I think that would have helped it. I think even if you'd spent, let's add 15 minutes and give each of the crew a couple of minutes just to give us a little behind the scenes on them and their personalities. I mean, it would just make us feel worse at the end, but, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I would totally agree that I always feel like the other personalities on board got shortchanged because of Krista McAuliffe.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about Challenger. We've talked about 9/11. Yeah. In the past, we mentioned, I know for my folks, it was Kennedy's assassination. What are some of your other remember where you were when events? And Gina, what's one of yours?
So mine is when they said they were closing Disneyland on Friday, March 13th, 2020.
Oh gosh.
That is like, I know exactly where I was. I was at work. I was scheduled to go and they said, we're closing Disneyland on March 13th and pack up your classroom and go home. That was a huge.
Well, and along the same lines on that one, I remember getting ready to go home because that was getting ready to be our spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the teachers, do I think we're out at least a couple weeks? Yes. Do I think I guess that they were not going to see us again until August.
They didn't see us again until the following year. Went home a year and a half.
But when they shut stuff down, I can definitely remember. I think we all remember that middle of March week.
Yeah. I guess I don't have that. I mean, I don't have a specific memory of that. Partly because I wasn't home for very long. You guys were all teachers. You were out for a significant period of time. I was back to work within, I think, 2 weeks. It was not long.
I'm like Gina. It was a Thursday afternoon. We get the email, schools are closing. Make sure students take home as much stuff.
Was it the 19th?
I can't remember. Our state completely closed down. We had like less than 2 hours notice of pack up your stuff, take your stuff home. And then we were out for almost a month before they figured out what they were going to do. Then we came back completely online. Very vivid. And then all the next year, almost a full year online. About a year later, the last part, we went back into the school.
Okay. So for us, it was, I remember ours was March 17th. When they shut, so that was 14/15. It was that Tuesday then, and Kansas was one of the first states to say no, everyone's staying home.
Wow!
So yours must have been I bet if it was a Thursday, it was probably the 19th.
Yeah.
Just because I remember Kansas was like the second state, maybe behind California.
Yeah, we were first.
That said, which for Kansas, the dyed in the wool Republican state that we are, our Democratic governor basically looked at it and said, "I don't care.
We got to stay home." Yeah. So, anyway, that was my remember where.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pete, how about yours?
Well, of course, 9/11. But I would say that there's two other ones. One is I very specifically remember when I heard that John Lennon was shot. I was in, I was in like fifth or sixth grade. I was in sixth grade because I was in my middle school. Fifth grade would have been elementary school. So I was in sixth grade. And the other one, which I wondered if Gina was going to mention this one, OJ and the White Bronco chase.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember turning it off at the suggestion of my parents because they didn't know how it was going to end and they didn't think it was going to end with him alive.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well, that was because OJ played in Buffalo. I think it was a bigger thing here in Buffalo.
It was big for us. Yeah.
And it was in California. That's why I was thinking Gina might mention that one because I'm sure, you know, they, that really was all, but like, you know, everybody, and I just remember I was at work and like everybody was just not working. They were just watching the TV. So yeah, that was, those are the two big ones, which weird enough, it's like, that really wasn't that big a thing, but
that still. OJ one though, we had jokes about it. I thought it was a California thing. That's funny you mentioned it. Cause I thought that was a California thing. Cause our jokes were, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, he's at the 405, he's at the 55, because we say the in front of all of our freeways.
And kind of tied into that, I remember watching the trial result in the school library.
I was teaching.
Because they had wheeled two TVs in for us to watch.
Yeah, that was so weirdly big.
Yes.
It's very interesting.
But what about you, Steve?
Two, I remember hearing Reagan had been shot when I was in fifth grade.
Kindergarten.
And then the other one, I guess more local, is when we had our big Nisqually earthquake, because that was big news for us. Because, yes, we're in earthquake zone, but we normally don't have them. So that was, I remember exactly where I was. And of course, then 9/11, remember very vividly there. But those were probably the two.
For me, one is very much more local. My hometown had a great big tornado go through it.
Oh, that's
And I mean like F4. It was F4 when it went through and ended up in one of the few F5s of the 90s that tornado was on. I mean, it was on the ground for 3 hours. It was only two people were killed, though, which was amazing. So that one, one I mentioned earlier was Space Shuttle Columbia when it broke up. I remember that happening. I think I was at home at that point.
I was home. It was a Saturday, I think. I was coming down.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
Yeah, I have to say that one, like, I remember it happening, but like,
it's not the I remember where.
Right. Like it's weird that these certain things, like, it burns in your brain where what you were doing while you were watching it. And that one is not the case for me. I remember when it happened, but I it wasn't like the Challenger, which was like, I can tell you I was in my chemistry class. I can tell you,
I can tell you about the NPR. That's even OJ. I can do that clearly. And even the, like earthquakes, stuff like when we had a big Northridge, the 1989 earthquake, we weren't even home. I mean, it wasn't here. It was in San Francisco, but that was 1989. I remember that clearly when it was the World Series.
I remember the Northridge. Yeah. Cause it was the World Series.
Yeah. No, Northridge was not World Series. Northridge was 1994. 87
was the
World Series. Yeah, and that one I remember being home. I remember we just watched the news. It was crazy. Bay Area.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember things like I remember watching the Dream Team and win the gold medal in Barcelona. It just because, and I know that's not a big thing, but I remember watching it.
Yeah.
For me, that would be Miracle on Ice. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that. I like, it's not stuck there that when people bring it up, I remember.
See, I wasn't around then.
Yeah. 1984, we had the bike race in my town. So I remember that. Like big things like that. 1984 Olympics.
So that, and it always makes me wonder, okay, what's the next remember when? Because there's,
you don't want one though.
There's no, we don't want to know. It's basically one every generation.
Yeah.
How come I've had so many? I feel like COVID was a huge one.
One about every 10 to every 15 to 20 years.
I guess, because I feel like COVID was huge. No more than for me. I'm done.
Again, to me, COVID, though, was such a broad, I'll never forget it, but like there wasn't a moment. The closest thing to a moment I have for COVID is that in April, we flew to visit my mom. So, because they were still flying airplanes, and we went to the Phoenix airport, and there was literally like 20 people in the Phoenix airport. We were on a plane with like 5 people.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, you're crazy. You're going to fly. I'm like, there's not going to be nobody. And you went, and it's like, this is safer than like going to the store because there's nobody here.
I remember.
It was so eerie. Yeah. The airport was so empty.
I remember we were supposed to, it was spring break. So we were supposed to go. We were supposed to go on a little trip around Kansas thing, and all of a sudden, well, one of them was the Eisenhower Presidential Library. It closed, and like everything shut down. It's just because of that got canceled, and then we had to cancel our Florida trip, and then guys, other thoughts on the Challenger disaster, the lost taste?
I do think this could be. This is interesting to anyone that has a sense of history. I think if you don't, even if you don't necessarily remember it, but like you're interested to see what the times were like and how the event unfolded, I think it was interesting. Again, it's 44 minutes long. It did not, like some documentaries we've watched, even the space program documentaries dragged because they were an hour and a half, an hour 40 minutes. This goes by very fast. I don't want to call it breezy because
nope.
We lose freeze. Them. Okay, it wasn't just us. Okay.
Okay. I was like, I don't, if is it me? I thought it was me.
No, it was. So
Emma. He froze. He froze, Pete.
And he's still a little frozen.
Okay. So,
well, let's go ahead and go into our Pixie Dust ratings. And then if we pick Pete back up, great. If not,
we'll just keep on going. Sounds good.
We'll just keep going. So, Gina, cups of Pixie Dust out of 5 for Challenger Disaster of the Lost Tapes.
Because it's super emotional for me, but I don't feel like it would be emotional or heart-wrenching or anything for people younger. I give it a solid 3.
Okay. Pete, if you're back with us, Pixie Dust rating.
Nope.
I'm with Gina. Then I'll go. It's a solid 3. Like, I wish there's a little bit more, like, about the other members, but overall, quick, it kept me engaged.
Okay. I'm gonna go a nice solid 3.5. It's not quite to the point of other some of the other great documentaries that we've watched, but I enjoyed it, especially because I like space stuff. It's almost a 4 for me, just because, again, I really enjoy this kind of stuff. Pete, with technical difficulties in the background, has said a 3.5 from him. So,
this is solid. This is definitely solid.
Yeah.
And I would probably watch it again.
Yeah. It's definitely worth it. Now, do I think it's worth a re-rate for us? Probably not. But, okay. So that's pretty exciting. Disney Plus news with no Kate. I'm going to go ahead and take care of it. Just one thing is that, this isn't exclusively Disney Plus, but all of it ends up there eventually. Dave Filoni has taken over officially for Kathleen Kennedy at Lucasfilm.
I am so excited for this, and I'm sure Pete is excited also.
Who's he?
He's done a lot of the good stuff. Like, he did the Mandalorian. He was in charge of the Mandalorian. He's
he did all of the animated stuff. He was the creative mind behind the animated Clone Wars and Bad Batch.
Solo, didn't he?
He did Solo. But now if you watch Solo, it's really good because now you know everything.
Sure. I like Solo.
Yeah.
I see. Solo got long.
And Pete says, yay. We all love Dave Filoni.
Yes. So, and Pete says, Star Wars fans suck. They're trying to tear him down. Star Wars fans don't like anything that's not George Lucas and Mark Hamill. And even George Lucas burned those bridges in the 90s.
George Lucas ruined it. He crept on his own legacy. We love Dave Filoni.
Okay. Next week, these two are going to be super excited. And actually, Pete's excited, and I'm really excited also. The Disneyland handcrafted documentary is coming out. It's by Leslie Iwerks is the producer on it. She also did the Imagineering story.
She's great.
Daughter of Ub? Granddaughter of Ub?
I think she's daughter.
Daughter? Okay.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to, and I will be honest, it's supposed to have like a bunch of behind the scenes stuff, never before seen footage in theory, which I will say from a couple of the trailers I've seen, I hadn't seen a couple of the shots in some of the trailers before.
Okay. That's exciting.
I'm really looking forward to this. But guys, if you have other suggestions on what we should watch, please send it to us at plusplatoon@gmail.com. Message us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, anywhere. We are on new shows every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Gina, Steve, Glitchy Pete.
You're still glitchy, yep.
Kate will be back. We will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.